Welcome to the final Spring 2025 post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. In a nationally televised Thursday late-night pool play game with no consequence on advancement in the Big Ten tournament, Indiana managed a dominant performance to end their season on a high note. Graduate student righties Cole Gilley and Ben Grable combined to shut out the Iowa Hawkeyes, while Devin Taylor made a final splash for the MLB draft, reaching base four times with three hits and a home run on a night Charles Schwab Field was not being hitter-friendly. All right, Coach, well, you get to go out on a high note today, and you're, the big thing there is that the pitchers put up a zero today.
Yeah, I think if you said we were going to go 18 innings and give up five runs, I would have taken that to, start the weekend. We pitched it really well both games, and the game, the first game, with the wind blowing out to give up five runs, it was a really good performance. And then today, just Gilley and Grable again, just tremendous. Their growth over the last year or two has been really impressive to watch. They're just so competitive and tough, and they went out on a high note. They went out as great competitors and warriors, and it was fun to just sit and watch and just be a part of it. And to see them go out and just represent Indiana that way was really special.
Offensively, obviously Iowa kind of went with guys that had struggled with command, and you guys took advantage of that.
Yeah. All their guys have good stuff, but a few more free bases, and we were able to capitalize. Devin had a really special day. The big three-run homer, but then the RBI single as well. And early on, we expanded on some changeups down in that full count, and came back in and said, guys, let's just finish it. We always talk about when you get to a 3-2 count, go back to a 2-2 mindset. A lot of times you take a pitch in 2-2 that sometimes you'll swing at in 3-2 and go back to a 2-2 mindset. Let's finish some of these at-bats, take hit by pitches. And, they still have enough good stuff to really, force you into some tough spots, but we were able to push our way through and competed well. So I was pleased. We had left some guys on base, but just to push our way through. And then they went back to more of their typical guys there late in the game, and we were tough there too. So we did a good job pushing our way through and played really good defense and enough to hang in there and get the win.
So just talk about the tournament that Devin Taylor had, the way he's wrapping up his collegiate career.
He's playing his best baseball the last 3 or 4 weeks of the season. And that's what we talk about as a group, as a program, is to let's get better every day and play our best baseball the last month. And we did that. We didn't win the other day, but we played our best baseball late, and Devin was the quintessential, the epitome of that. A homer in both games and three hits today and the walk and four RBIs. He played incredible. And we'll go down as one of, if not the greatest player in the history of the program. And he did it on the biggest stage when his team needed him the most in the last couple of weekends. He really carried us. He carried us in Michigan and carried us the last 2 days here, as he has so many times before. But to do it late on the biggest stage when your team needs you is not an easy thing to do. To hit with guys on base, to hit in big situations, is tough, and he's the best at it. And I love him very much. I'm very proud of who he is and what he's become, and all of his accolades are well-deserved.
Is there just something you'd like to communicate to the fan base kind of as a wrap-up to this season?
Yeah, how much we appreciate the support. Not for me as much, but for the players. They feel it, they sense it, they see it. The fans at the games, the fans on social media, the love and the support and the encouragement. And certainly for me too, but it means so much to the kids. They do. We win and we lose, and you're competing. They work so hard. They do care. They care so much. They care about Indiana. They want to do a great job. And sometimes it goes really well, and sometimes it doesn't. But they never stop caring. And when they feel that love reciprocated, it does. It means so much to them. I see them behind closed doors. I see them, after the high highs, but I see them after the low lows, and how hard they take it and how tough it is for them when they don't succeed. But to feel that love and appreciation, and to have the thousands of fans at the games, and it just means so much. And they do. They want to pour it out. They want to do a great job. And so how much we care and appreciate that level of support, we're very fortunate and very thankful.
Indiana baseball concluded the spring 2025 season with a record of 32-24. The transfer portal window opens up for standard cases on June 2nd, closing July 1st. The MLB draft is July 13th and 14th. IUBase.com will continue to have coverage on the incoming class and outgoing draftees as the summer progresses. See you at the BART.